Bobby Rogue, and welcome to the Rogue Gallery. And with me every week, like we do, is my co-host Carlos. Carlos, say what's up to the internet world, baby.
Bobby, what's going on? What's up, internet? Welcome back to the Rogue Gallery.
The Rogue Gallery,
It's been way too long, which is my fault.
It's all right. You know, the reason we love doing the Rogue Gallery is because we're rogue, baby. We're rogue. And tonight, we want to talk about barbecue meats and treats. That's right. I said it. Barbecue meats and treats. And why are we going to talk about barbecue on the Rogue Gallery? It's because springtime is here.
Dude, it's been hella nice over here. I can't even believe I just used the word hella. Anyways, I have a story about the word hella. But anyways, it's been really nice over here. We're excited about barbecuing. I actually haven't owned a gas grill in about 5 years, and I just purchased one this past weekend, which I have another story about.
You're a gas man, huh?
I am. Well, here's the thing, right? So I actually rather use charcoal, but charcoal's a pain in the ass. So It's easier when you got a couple kids and a wife that wants to eat and get the food ready and get the kids all eaten and everything. It's easier just to fire up the gas real quick, real easy, get some meat on there and have a good old barbecue. So.
Oh my God. So last week I put together the Weber open air barbecue. We use charcoal still, but I am now using, I'm trying to be environmentally safe. At least I think it's environmentally safe. I'm using odorless, lighter fluid. The dogs seem to like it better. And, I did the old school, man. I went down to the store, I bought some carne asada, a little salt and pepper, threw it on the grill. It was scrumptious. What did you guys put on the Bobby?
So let me tell you my story here. So last time I owned a gas grill, I was living in California. It was 2005. I moved to England and I didn't take my grill with me just because if you ever pack to go overseas, it's a pain in the butt trying to get everything clean, cleaning that grill. And we had, if you remember, Bobby, we were living together at the time. We had used that grill a lot. So it wasn't worth cleaning. I just left it. When I was in England, I didn't buy a gas grill. I actually bought just really small, really, really small, one of those little small camper charcoal grills that you can just
Those are fun too, yeah.
You could put a couple burgers on. But let's face it, England doesn't exactly have barbecue weather too much. You know, it's a lot of rain, pretty cold. We really didn't barbecue a whole lot. So finally moved back to the States. I've been living in the States for a year and a half. I still did not have a grill, which is actually blasphemous. So I went this weekend to Lowe's looking at all the grills. They got them on sale. Lowe's has this deal right now where they'll put the grill together for free. They've actually got a bunch of them already set up that you just pay for it and then you grab one.
No way.
So I picked my grill. There's three of them sitting there. I picked the one I want. I happen to notice that one of them was put together backwards. So in my head, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to pick this one. Of course, what happens? I go in, I purchase it, I come back out. All the grills are gone except the one that's backwards. So
you're backwards grilling?
Well, you know they had built it so there's supposed to be a shield in front of the gas tank or the propane tank, right? And they had built it backwards so the shield was exposed to you cooking, and somehow that just tells me that's dangerous, right? So I tell the guy this, and he's like, "Yeah, we put this together backwards. You're going to have to go and talk to the customer service and get them to give you a different one. And we probably won't get it to you until tomorrow," which at this point was actually till Monday. So this was a Saturday. The guy tells me it's going to be Monday. I go to customer service and of course they give me the runaround. They said, "We're not going to get you your grill until next Saturday." So I'm still waiting. 3 days from now, I'm going to pick up my gas grill, finally built, but had to wait another week to actually do anything with it, which I was really disappointed about.
Well, hopefully that there's going to be spectacular weather on the East Coast this weekend. Oh, I'm hearing so. It's going to be.
Yeah, I heard it's going to be too. So.
So Bobby Rogue, Carlos, is going to give you two recipes that you're going to have to try out. It's proven. I've done it. People have fallen in love with Bobby Rogue over these two recipes. Internet world, I am about to give you my recipes. Here we go. The first one is a chicken wing recipe, internet world and Carlos. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to buy yourself some buffalo sauce. You're going to buy yourself some chicken wings. You're going to dip the wings into buffalo sauce, all right? And you're going to grill those baby wings. Oh, it's going to be so good. And you cook them and you grill them nice, right? After you're done, then you're going to lightly brush them with a little bit of olive oil, and you're going to lightly brush them with some Worcestershire sauce. And these are going to be the best wings you've ever loved. If you like garlic, dip them in garlic and then cook them on the grill. You will love it. Love it.
Sounds good.
I would like to lay claim to them, Bobby's wings, but I can't. I have to give credit where credit is due. I got the recipe from a restaurant called the Sports Grill in Miami, Florida.
Nice, nice. Sounds good. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yep, yep. Second recipe. This one is a Bobby Rogue original. It is my world famous soy sauce, lemon pepper, turkey burgers. And exactly how I said it is exactly how you cook it. You take ground turkey. You put a little bit of lemon pepper in there. You put a little bit of soy sauce. You make it nice and wet. Turn it into a nice fat patty. Remember, it's turkey, so you have to cook a little bit extra. Throw it on the grill. Maybe a potato hamburger bun, if you will. And you will be tasting one of the best burgers you have ever had. And it's healthy for you.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, I know my wife's on this big health kick right now. And we're trying to eat better. And I think she would probably enjoy that one since it's a little bit more healthier.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, and if since you're queuing, you can't do, you don't want to do the fries because, you know, can't, there's no fryer outside in the barbecue grill. So basically, all you do is for $1.90 dine, you go to the supermarket, you get yourself a packet of spears. Oh, what are those things called? Artichoke spears or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
You get the spears. They're $1.99. Little salt, pepper, squeeze some lemon, throw those bad boys on the grill. It is so good. Bobby Rowe good. I'm telling you.
And you can't forget your beverage of choice. My personal beverage of choice would be a Widmer Heffenweisen. That's just me personally, Bobby. So you can't forget about that. Widmer, I know when you're out here on the East Coast, you like your Yingling. So
yep. Yeah, Yingling is good. Oh, yeah, we do got to talk about barbecue beers. Yeah, Yingling is good. I like the Blue Moon tip. Again, I'm going to, you know, I don't know. Maybe I need to move to Miami because there was another beer that I had in Miami called Presidente, which I'm sure you can get at BevMo. Presidente, translated into English, stands for president. I don't know if you guys kind of heard that. It was in the word a little.
I didn't understand one.
And this beer, I believe, is from the Dominican Republic is what I'm told, I think. Somewhere in South America anyways. So try that beer out. Also big fan of Shock Top ever since I went out with Carlos to watch Survivor Series in Washington, D.C. We were drinking that at some of the restaurants. So remember.
Shock Top is good.
Shock Top is good. And just Longboard, Kona Lager Company, they're good too. But remember, on a barbecue, don't put the beer in the fridge. Get yourself a little cooler and make sure it's on ice because you got to have ice cold beer with a good BBQ.
Sounds good, Bobby.
Yeah, no problem. And so that's our barbecue meats and treats episode, Internet World. It's been a pleasure. Carlos, anything you'd like to add?
Nah, man, just take it easy. Thanks for all the barbecue tips.
Yeah, no problem. That's our segment. For the Rogue Gallery. Until next time, Internet.